Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda for the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I will remind you that this is a revised agenda that was previously posted and revised on September 2nd and again on September 10th.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Okay, are there any additions or corrections for any members of the board? Hearing none? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the agenda is revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our August the 4th, 2014 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of August 4th and the finding of the facts of August 4th.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our August the 4th and the finding of the facts of our August the 4th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed, the motion will be carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our August 18th and also the finding of the facts of our August 18th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the finding of the minutes of our meeting and the finding of the facts. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
First case is case number 11448, the application of David L. Banks and Route 26 Car Wash Incorporated. Site is located southwest of Route 26, Atlantic Avenue, 70 feet northwest of Route 17, Roxana Road. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is 134, map 11, parcel 179.04. They're requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the separation requirement from another off-premise sign. And that off-premise sign request is more specifically a 165-foot variance from the required 300-foot separation distance from another off-premise sign, and that sign is located across Route 26, also known as Atlantic Avenue. Gentlemen, on this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Link. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Mr. Banks, this morning.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Banks, 30190 White Neck Road, Dagsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutton. I've just handed to Mr. Lank an exhibit notebook. Just has a couple of drawings, and I think you actually probably have most of them. I may have a couple of other pictures for you. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. This evening I'm representing David Banks and Route 26 Car Wash Inc., which are the owners of the property that's the subject of tonight's hearing. With me, as the individual who was just sworn in by Mr. Sharp, is David Banks, and he obviously owns the property individually, and then he is also the principal of Route 26 Car Wash Inc.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, you're asking for a 165-foot variance, and you're 138 feet, is that correct from the?
Correct.
That goes to 303, doesn't it?
There was a little bit of room there. We could reduce it to, you're correct. You are correct about the math, yes.
Okay, I just thought maybe I was.
you're not seeing things.
Okay, thank you.
The tonight's application, as was just indicated by Mr. Lank, is for an off-premise sign or a billboard. And pursuant to section 115-80 and 115-159-5, every billboard always requires a special use exception. And then if it doesn't meet any of the code requirements, we'll also require a variance. In this case, a variance is required for separation distance from another billboard. The property we're talking about is a property that most of you are probably very familiar with. It is located along Route 26, which is Atlantic Avenue, and about 70 feet west of the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17, Roxana Road. The property is less than an acre, and it is zoned C1. If you have the exhibit notebook that was just handed down, look at tab 3. You will see a zoning map with this property indicated with a star in the middle of it. And as you can see by looking at the zoning map, the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26 is a very commercial area. All the properties there for a fairly good distance are all zoned commercial. Currently, the property has an automatic car and manual car wash buildings on it, and also a communications tower. If you look at Exhibit 1 in the notebook, you'll see a picture. The first picture is just obviously straight on looking at the subject property, and then the next two pictures are looking at the property from the east and then from the west. The property is unique for several reasons, as I was talking to Mr. Banks even just a few moments ago. Obviously, the building sits closer than the zoning code would allow by today's standards in a C1 zone, and the buildings all line up along Route 26, and unfortunately, DelDOT has seen fit to continue to expand Route 26, and so the property line keeps getting closer and closer to those buildings. As you know, Route 26 is continuing to expand, and then again, this is what has resulted in the buildings being closer than the 60 feet front yard setback that's required in the C1 zoning classification. The proposed sign for the site is shown at tab 2. And if you turn to tab 2, the first picture is a overlay of the area showing all of the tax parcels as well as the structures that are on those. As you can see, there is in the 300-foot radius that's required in Sussex County zoning code is drawn, and it's in a light blue color surrounding the location of the sign. And as you can see, there are no residential structures that are within there, no churches. And the only structure that falls within the code is a billboard, which is located immediately across the street from this location. And you will see that, as was indicated, it's 138 feet from this billboard. If you turn to the second page of Exhibit 2, this is a site plan showing the actual location of the billboard as being proposed on this site. And again, it might, the numbers are a little easier to read on that, as the background images of the buildings and other structures are not shown on those buildings. Because of the proximity of the building to the front yard, to Route 26, the proposal that you'll see, and if you turn to the third page of Exhibit 2, the proposal is to cantilever the sign so that it actually extends over the building. And in this way, the applicant can fulfill the requirement of a 25 front yard setback requirement, and also the keep the sign where it's supposed to be on the property. There's a slight, the Planning and Zoning Office, after this was filed, contacted me, and it's hard to pick up on that third page of Exhibit 2. But in the sketch to the right, you'll see that there is a separation between the building and the sign, so that it is fully cantilevered over top of the building and is not part of the building, as then it would become an on-premise sign and not able to be an off-premise billboard. The size of the proposed sign is 600 square feet. You'll see that the applicant proposes a sign that is 300 square feet on each facing for the total of 600 square feet allowed by the code. And the height of the sign was adjusted to make it comply with the 25-foot height requirement that's found in the code. As was indicated when the application was introduced, this application tonight is for both a special use exception and then a variance for the setback from the sign that is on the northern side of Route 26. As the board knows, the standard for the legal standard for a special use exception is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and a neighboring property owner. If you look at the exhibit, the first exhibit, the one showing all of the buildings and the roads, that's part of Exhibit 2 or Tab 2, you will see that there are more than 10 billboards in this area. Thus, it's consistent with the commercial uses in this area for this property to also, similar to those properties, to have a billboard or off-premise sign located on there. In addition, there are no objections from adjacent property owners indicating that there would be a substantial adverse effect. And in fact, Mr. Banks brought with him this evening letters from two of his immediate neighbors, Creative Concepts, which is right at the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17, probably his closest neighbor. And there's a letter from them indicating their support of the application tonight. And in addition, his neighbor to the rear of this property or along Route 17, Bob's Marine Service, has also submitted a letter in support. And those were handed to Mr. Lank at the outset of this application. The second request before the board tonight is for a variance from the 300-foot separation distance required between billboards. As is shown on the site plan and as noted by Mr. Rickard, there is a 138, the distance is 138 feet, and the applicant requested 165 just to round, but if the board wants to be more precise, we can be more precise, and the net result of that would be rather than 165-foot variance, it would be 162 feet. The standards for granting a variance are, the first part of the standard is that the property is unique. As was indicated, the front yards of all of these properties along Route 26 have been adjusted by DelDOT. On two occasions since Mr. Banks has owned the property, DelDOT has seen fit to take some of his property from him. And as you know, if you've driven down there, this process continues to this day. The second standard is that this will allow for the reasonable use of the property. And certainly this is a reasonable use of the property, as is indicated by the number of signs along all the other commercial properties that are within this area. The situation was not created by the applicant. The applicant certainly is not in charge of what DelDOT does with respect to its widening of the roadways. The fourth factor is that whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As was indicated in the standard for the special use exception, it will not alter the character of the area and is in fact in character in keeping with the other uses in this commercial corridor. As you can see from the adjacent properties, when you look at tab 2, you can see that most of the properties that are situated along Route 26 and even as you head south on Route 17 all have off-premise signs already situated on them. The variance that's requested here is also consistent with the pattern of billboards that is situated along Route 26. If you go down, if you head east on Route 26 and you look at the exhibit that's on tab 2, you will see that signs that are on the same side of the highway are all spaced 300 feet apart. The ones that are across the street from them are all consistently less than 300 feet apart. This is consistent with how DelDOT views signs. DelDOT only ever pays attention to the signs that are on the same side as the sign that they're looking for when they issue their permit for a billboard. Sussex County has a standard that looks at both sides, but along this portion of Route 26, numerous variances have been granted over the years to the signs that are on the opposite side of the street or the north side of Route 26 in this case. In fact, if you turn to tab 4, attached are three recent, fairly recent decisions since 2008 and forward regarding signs along the eastern portion of Route 26, again, that are shown on this site map where variances were specifically granted for the separation distance between sign one billboard to another billboard. The last standard is that is the minimum variance that will afford relief. As I indicated, the applicant went to some length to figure out a methodology of cantilevering the sign over the building to comply with the front yard setback so that a variance wouldn't be sought there, adjusted the size of the sign to comply with the height standard, and then is just seeking this variance. And again, to make it the minimum, we may need to go to 130 or 162 feet rather than 165, but it is the minimum variance that will afford the relief that is sought. Mr. Banks, you've heard the information that was presented to the board this evening. Was everything I stated correct?
Yes, it was.
That concludes the presentation. Mr. Banks and I are ready to answer any questions members of the board may have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Banks. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you first, Mr. Mills.
I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Hutton?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
You're saying you need the 3 feet there. I'm not going to lay on that. That doesn't really matter to me if you need the 3 feet. So you're looking for 165 feet for the variance. Okay. You said in the back there, if I remember right, and I see it on the, you have a cell tower there, right, on that same parcel?
There is at the rear of the property.
The
yes.
Rear of the property, there's a cell tower. There's no effect for the cell tower, will be on the cell tower. You're going to meet the 25 foot and that's it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's below the impact of the on the
this 25 foot setback, you don't have a problem with that if I heard you right there.
That's correct.
Okay. That's all, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Did you say the monopole is going to be behind the building or in front of it? And the sign's going to?
The monopole is right at the front of the building, and then the sign extends back.
To the back of the building. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you got the sign rented out already?
I'm sorry.
Is the sign rented?
Yes, they have.
They already got.
Nobody signs a lease before a sign's in place, but they have individuals who are ready to lease on this sign.
They do have somebody ready?
Yes.
For both sides and everything? or just?
The sign will be able to be occupied right away, presuming it's approved, yes.
Okay.
Any further?
No.
Okay. Thank you then. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicants presented the case very well regarding the standards for the special use exception. He has stated and doesn't feel that it will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. In regard to the variance, the only thing that is making that requirement is another billboard. And I think it's probably just a matter of opinion. Mr. Hutt probably, you know, he suggested that because of the DelDOT taking away frontage. But quite frankly, the other billboard was there. I think it makes unique that it was there first. And you know, otherwise, there could be a billboard put there, provided the special use exception was approved. So because of that billboard, it can't be developed in strict conformity, not like it's a church or any other required structure. And I agree it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think they've made accommodations by flipping the sign around and cantilevering over the building that certainly helps, you know, with complying with the situation. I don't think the situation was created by the applicant. The billboard was already there again. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. Applicant suggested that it would not. Or be detrimental to public welfare and a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,448 for both the special use exception and 165-foot variance.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Ricker that we approve case number 11,448. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,448 is approved.